I was a privileged child because music was part of my everyday. It's part of my heritage. I really see that I come from a mother that was incredibly strong, that had a lot of determination, a lot of endurance. She knew what she wanted. She went after for what she wanted. Even with the apartheid system, when I left South Africa to go to Israel in 1975, there was the first time we saw South Africa from different eyes. And people asked the questions that you never considered. I was friends with Zinzi and Zanzi. Those are Nelson Mandela's children. So there was this group of Le Nouveau Generation. Everything was about, you know, was free. We were like happy. We're hippies. And it was an exciting time. C'est seulement quand j'ai quitté le pays, encore, quand j'ai dit qu'on appréciait ce qu'on avait eu. Winter come. And the first time I see snow, de pas famille, de pas des amis. Mon mari allait vers l'école, après l'école il a travaillé. The loneliness. And that's when I started to appreciate my culture. J'ai commencé à chanter, summertime. When the living is easy. Mais je mettais les maquillages comme Diana Ross. J'avais les robes longues comme Diana Ross. J'avais les maquillages and I had a wig. But nobody was watching me there. I'm not used to this. Me, I'm used to when I sing, you watch, because I grew up in theater. So je commençais à incorporer. Tout le monde commence à dire, hein? C'est quoi ça? Et je changeais mes robes de Diana Ross. J'ai porté mes costumes africains. J'ai changé toutes mes cheveux. Je mets mes turbans traditionnels. Et tout le monde commence à dire que c'est bon ça. C'est quoi ça qui est touchant? That's nice. And that was the beginning, 1986. That was the changing point. And I produced my first show in Club Soda. Take an interest in other people's culture. It's an education because we have all these different cultures and languages and food and taste and clothing. And Quebec is unique. It is culturally rich. Why would I go away when I have la crème de la crème? I don't have to go to Haiti to know about Haitien. I don't have to go to those countries. But later on in life, I wanted to go to those countries. And I did go. And I could identify not so much just with the language, but even with the people. And I learned and I was able to incorporate from their music to put it in my music because ici, il n'y a pas des musiciens qui viennent d'Afrique du Sud. Je travaille avec les gens qui viennent de Jamaïque, qui viennent d'Haïti, qui viennent de Québec. And I wanted to understand their music like I want them to understand my music. And that's what opened the door for me. Quand tu arrives en Afrique du Sud, you arrive à l'aéroport, tu dis, mon Dieu, it's a black man's country. Where are those white people that used to be before? Non, parce que tu arrives à l'aéroport maintenant, les gens qui occupent les postes, que quand j'avais quitté, c'était impossible de voir ça. Les femmes sont fortes, parce qu'avant, c'était pas seulement l'apartheid. Mais c'est aussi le sexisme, that women cannot do this, women cannot do that. Today, the women are running most of the business in South Africa. And so when I go back home, it inspires me. So it charges me up to come back here to continue. I am privileged to have seen both worlds, to have lived in a country and lived the experience of apartheid, but without knowing it was apartheid, because that's all I knew. And then come out of it, and really seeing the transformation.